Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe Discussion. While many people are looking for a prophecy about who will be the next president of the United States, God has a bigger question for us to answer. Whom will America serve? Are we going to serve Baal and the false gods, or are we going to serve Almighty God Himself? This question is directed mainly to Christians, because God has always said that the issue with America is the fact that the Christians don't stand on His word. They tend to go along with whatever's going on in the world. So the question is, oh Christian, whom will you serve? How long will you sit on the fence and halt between two opinions? If the Lord is God, then serve Him. If Baal is God, then serve him. As Jesus said, you're either hot or cold, pick a side. And if you're in the middle, He's going to spew you out of His mouth. And that's where we are right now. So the question is, who will America serve? And largely that depends upon the Christians, because whatever we decide is what happens in a nation. So if we don't take a stand on the Word of God, then the Word of God will not come to pass in our nation or in our lives. Now, there are some non-Christians who will say that they want to be on the Lord's side. You'll see in this message, those will probably be the ones that will step forward in this last day. This is the end of the last days before Jesus returns. God calls this His grand finale. So God is asking us how we want to be portrayed in His production on the earth. What role do we want to play in God's production? Like every theater production or movie or television show, there's always the good guys and the bad guys, and there's always a moral to the story. The moral to this story is righteousness prevails in America and in the nations of the world. Jesus Christ died for us, and He's coming back to erect His throne on the earth so that He can rule and reign on this planet. That's how the story ends. The question is, where do you fit in? Where does America fit in on that production? Because at the end of the book, we see the Bible, it tells us we win. Those who are on the side of God wins. And Jesus gave us that victory on the cross. So the production is coming to not only portray what Jesus gave, but to be the final grand finale of it in the earth so that we know that Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Again, will you be on the side of the hero, who is Jesus, or will you be on the side of the villain? In this case, the villain is the adversary. He is the old serpent that we saw in the Garden of Eden. He's also known as the dragon. He's also known as Satan and the devil, but he's the deceiver. And according to the Bible, he was let loose to deceive the whole world. That kind of puts this thing in perspective, because Jesus said He's the truth. And the Bible tells us that the devil, he is a liar. If you're not on the side of truth, then you have to be on the side of the lie. This is black and white for God. Either you're with Him or against Him. You're either hot or cold. That's how it is. So there's no in between. You can't straddle the fence anymore, because in this production, everyone, including myself, will end up on one side of this production as either with God or against Him. And let me tell you, just because I'm speaking this message does not guarantee that I'm going to be on His side. I have to be persistent in obeying God. In these end times, when the world's going another direction, I have to be able to speak for truth and stand for truth when everybody is trying to shut the media down, trying to shut me down. But I still have to stand, because I want to be on the right side of God. And that's what this message is about. This is God's grand finale, but where will you stand when it all ends? Let me give you a clearer picture of why this is coming across so strongly. We are in the end of the last days. God says this is a new era. The rules as we know it don't work anymore. Things are not working anymore. You'll see a lot of demonic activity happening, but it's not so much the demonic activity is increasing, and it is to a degree, but the problem is people still trying to deal with supernatural issues with man's wisdom. You can't. You can't win in these last days with human intellect. This is not an intellectual fight. This is a war on spiritual dimensions. You'll even notice that the governments of the world, even the businesses, have all taken on a supernatural dimension like never before. There's a lot of witchcraft in the air. People who can see in the spirit, you're like, oh my goodness, when did this happen? Well, the enemy knows something that most Christians don't. These are the last days. He's trying to hold on to whatever he can, and he knows the only way to win is in the spirit. And even so, he can't win. He cannot win if God's people are in the spirit doing what God says. So as long as the devil can convince you, if this is all about personalities, we'll talk specifics. Look at a political election. If the devil can convince you that this is about race, about sex, about parties, He's lying to you. Because if you're looking at it in the flesh, you will make the wrong decision in this hour. You will be on the wrong side. And it's interesting because these are spiritual issues. God has raised a standard. There's a new government is happening even as we speak. And that new kingdom era is requiring us to follow God's standard or we lose. You're going to see it in these last days. Nothing they're going to do to help the economy is going to work. Nothing going to tell you to help your family is going to work. If you continue to do what's been done in the past, nothing is going to work. All the rules are changing because God's kingdom is taking shape. He's taken over everything that's happening in the earth. This is a hostile takeover. So if you're going to continue doing what you always do, continue believing as you always do, you will not win. You will be found on the opposite side of God. And I want to stress that. Some of you have been following me for a while. You've heard me say in the past that the Lord said, the works of men, that means flesh and blood, have ended. Sometime back, even after the 2020 election, they were doing witchcraft to win that election. I literally saw President Biden going into his office and he was using a supernatural being to come into him so that he can win the election. And that's what they're doing. Why? Because the devil knows that humans, flesh and blood, cannot win. They have no power in this day. So if you're a Christian still thinking you can be lovey-dovey and just go happy-go-lucky, everything's the same, you're going to lose. The devil's going to eat your lunch and everything that's yours. It's supernatural. And when the Lord first told me that the works of men had ended, I thought, well, that's good. That means God's taking over. Well, yeah, God's taking over, but Satan's only defense when God takes over is to get the people to start reaching in the realm of the spirit. So as these people are going for more money, more power, the devil is taking the reins. You've heard me say that the Lord said our leaders are demon-possessed. In their thirst for power, they have made covenant with an evil one, and they cannot withstand him. So they have no limits on what they will do. They have no limits on what they will do. They're on a road of destruction. And if you look at the pretty words they're saying, but you got to have your eye out. I pray God open their eyes to see behind the facade, to see behind the characters that are on the stage, to hear the voice behind what they're speaking and recognize the voice of Satan. You got to hear this. You got to see this. This is a grand finale. Devil has his people. They're doing an improv right now. They're going with the flow. Why? Because there are very few Christians that are opposing them. But that's about to change. And that's why I'm speaking this message to saying this is God's grand finale. And don't you forget it. Satan is using his puppet strings for his people. And if you got a discerning ear, a discerning eye, you can see it and hear it behind the voices. The people in the political, you can hear who's speaking demonic. You can hear it. You can almost see the demons on them and what they're saying. God is raising a standard. This is governmental. This is God's government taking over, which means his laws supersede the laws of the world, the laws of our government. This is how it happens. When we obey God, whether it's to walk in love, whether it's to turn right or turn left, get in your car, go to such and such, as we move in obedience to God, and this is something he taught me many years ago, it causes the laws of his kingdom to supersede natural laws, government laws, even the laws of the supernatural power of Satan. There is no power greater than God's power, but he needs his people to be obedient in order for his power to work. That means putting our relationships in order. You're going to have to hear God's voice over the voice of everybody else. I have an example that I use in a couple of books that I wrote about how I was in L.A. getting ready to go back to the East. And it's during the holiday time, so I'm like, I need to get some clothes and things to handle the change of weather. God gave me a dream. And in this dream, I was with a friend of mine and we were shopping. And as we were walking out the shop, the Lord spoke to me. He said, Paula, the storm is coming. And I turned to my friend. I said, oh, the Lord said the storm is coming. She said, I know, but she refused to stop shopping. Now, if God tells you the storm is coming, when you say, okay, Lord, where shall I go for shelter? But it was her car. She's taking me and I'm following her. Again, the Lord stopped me. The Lord said, Paula, the storm is coming. And this time it's more emphatic. And I told her, the Lord said, the storm is coming. We need to go for shelter. I tried to take the keys from her. She snatched the keys. Now, mind you, this is a dream. And she said, I know. And she was emphatic, like, I'm on a mission here. I don't care about what you say because I know there's a storm coming. And then all of a sudden, the storm comes. It was a brutal storm that hit our country. And guess what? By then, she threw the keys at me and tried to get in the car. At that point, it was too late. Why? Because the storm was right on us. And when we went to the one door that had a shelter, it was locked. And the Lord told me, he said, Paula, and it was a disturbing dream. And the Lord said, Paula, if you choose to listen to this woman, you will be killed in the storm that's coming. And he said, that wouldn't be the worst part of it. He says, the people who I would was told to warn, so that's my job to warn people what's coming, he says, they would die. And he says, and that's not the worst part. He said, then their blood would be on your hands. And he said, that's even not the worst part of it. He says, even if you died, the blood of those people that died is on your hands. Then he says, I can still find someone more faithful to be obedient to my word. In other words, he can replace me. There's no arrogance in my game. I'm not doing this because I think I know so much and be so much. I'm saying this because I have the fear of God in my life. And he showed me how quickly he can pursue another person. He has somebody else waiting to take our place. You may remember the story in the Bible where Elijah had Jezebel chasing him. He talked about all the prophets that were killed and he was the only ones doing righteousness. And what did God tell him? No, I got thousands of people that you don't know about. You're not the only one. And he was letting Elijah know that even though you're stressing out, Elijah, I can replace you. And he ended up replacing him with Elisha. But if he can replace Elijah, he can replace Paula. He can replace you. It doesn't matter how anointed we are, what the big dream is. We have to be willing to be obedient to God, regardless of what's going on, regardless of who's after us. And so I wanted to just stress this because this is God's finale. And one of the things he told me was he was making a lot of replacements in this last hour. And we got to be very, very conscious of the fact that that's what's happening. Like people are worried who's in the White House. And the Lord told me, even if they win, they're going to lose. Why? Because if they're not operating God, you can get a position and still be killed. You can get a position and still be out. As God told me, I have a position. I'm my own company. But if I don't do what's right, even though I'm anointed, I'm in that position, I can be taken out and somebody can replace me. That can happen in the White House. So it doesn't matter who's there. The question is, are they going to be obedient? Because they can win and then, boom, God takes them out. Why? Because they don't know God. Because they're going against God. And I'm going to tell you something else, too. The Lord said in Deuteronomy 30:19 that he placed before us life and death, blessing and cursing. And he tells us, choose life so you and your children can live. We have to have an understanding that God values life. And the big issue on the ballot this year is abortion. And I caution you, because the hand of God was on this nation when the Supreme Court overruled Roe versus Wade. The Holy Spirit told me that that was God. And he did it on purpose. It's a test. He's saying, okay, if the highest court in the land is taking their hand off of it and putting it in the hands of the states, then it's bringing it down to our neighborhood. It's bringing it down to individual people. Okay, it's no longer just the country. It's individuals. And God is doing that on purpose to see, okay, who's still going to go take innocent blood, even though they know God hates that? Who is going to stand for that? And for those of you who say, well, I don't believe in it, but I like this person, I'm going to vote for them. You vote for that person, you're in covenant with them. You are agreeing with them. And whatever you do, whoever you vote for, you're going to have to stand before God because he's going to question, why did you do that when you knew I didn't support what that person said? You knew I didn't support abortion, but yet you're going to do it. People, God is saying, choose life. Choose what he chooses if you want to be on his side. That's how you're going to learn who's going to be on his side when it's all over. Now, God has been talking to me about his grand finale since 2002. Back then, the Holy Spirit said, this coming move of God, he's talking about where we are today, is God's grand finale before Jesus comes. He called it a time of fire in the sky and in the earth. And haven't we seen a lot of turmoil in the sky and the earth? He calls it fireworks. It's a time of God's justice. He says good and the bad are being rewarded for their persistence. But what he's saying is it's persistence. So this is not the time to do what you always do. It's time to repent and get on God's side. And then around 2010, the Lord started showing me two different worlds would emerge in the United States. One world would be obedient to God. The other would hate God. Now, the one that was obedient would have all the wealth, all the resources for the nation. The other one would suffer. Not only suffer, lack on every side, but there would be violence. People in that other world would be willing to kill one another from the meager resources rather than turning to God and living in his abundance. So just know there's a big divide coming in America, but that's okay. You want to be on God's side. Then in 2021, the Lord gave me this prophecy. This puts it all together. I heard something in the spirit I couldn't explain. I saw a battle of sorts between good and evil. It was God himself and his angelic hosts doing battle on the earth. I heard my spirit say, God is light. In him is no darkness. Then I heard in the spirit, we are his children, the children of light. Then these are the words that I heard from the Lord. My glory has come to deliver my children from the evil one. America is mine. I have chosen its leader. I have put one up and set others down. And yet, They have chosen to exalt themselves over me, says God. They have exalted their thrones above mine, as if I, Almighty God, do not exist in this my covenant nation. Behold, my word has come forth and shall not return to me void. It will accomplish where I have sent it. Have I not said that I am saving America? Have I not said this is my hour and my finale? Watch. Watch and see how this turn of events will release my glory in this nation. For I have determined the destiny of this nation, of my people, from the foundation of this earth. I chose you. You did not choose yourselves. I created you and placed you within the habitation of these United States for my glory alone. No man, no political party, no wicked council of men and women will determine what happens in this nation. This is my production, my characters, and my final show before my son returns to set up his throne. No human has power to change what I have determined from the foundation of this earth. Hearken unto me, my children. Heed my voice. Take your places at my right hand and watch the show that I have planned all along. Watch and see how my light, my glory, prevails over this darkness in America. Take your seats and watch as I, Almighty God, remind wicked men that they are but a vapor in my sight. Watch as I remind men that I alone am all-powerful. They desire power over my people, over this nation, but these people are mine. The rod of the wicked shall not rule over my people in this hour. In my mercy, I have commanded all men to bow. Many have refused, and now my judgment against them must be executed for all to learn to fear me. I will no longer strive with unrighteous men who are determined to exalt themselves against me, my people, and my plan and purpose for the earth. I cannot be overruled, nor will I be in this hour. Beware, my people, I have come. I have come down to fight this battle, this war of the gods, myself. And all the earth will know that I, Almighty God, is the same as I always have been. I will do as my word says, because my people have humbled themselves. They have repented. They have prayed. And now I must heal their land. I must uphold my covenant to restore this land of America, which I love, says the great and mighty one, the true and living God. Then in 2023, the Lord gave me another prophecy. He said, this earth and its inhabitants belong to me, says God. There will very soon be a changing of the guard. Stewards must be found faithful, faithful to their assignment, faithful to their call. That has not been so with the church. I have another people who are after my heart and my desire. They will excel in the promise in these last days. They will accomplish all my will. They will glorify me and honor me before all men. They will show the world my love, my compassion, and let them know who I am as I desire to be known. I am God. I change not. I set the stage. I choose the actors. Those who didn't like the part, I have changed. The performance date has been set. The venue chosen. It's time to take center stage in this, my grand finale before my son returns. This is it. Take your places now, says the faithful God, the director of it all. This is how God sees what's going on. We all belong to him, and he's not going to let the enemy have his way in this season. It's not his time. God sets the times and seasons for our lives, not the enemy. So there you have it. The enemy's gone off script. They're doing their own improv, but the director is about to reel them in and flip their script. You're going to see lots of divine reversals of epic proportions. What they've gotten away with before, they will not be able to get away with in this season. In fact, it will be a trap for them because no one will be able to overrule what God is doing in this season. They won't be able to continue doing the evil and get away with it. He has the final say. That's how it is when Almighty God is the writer, producer, and director of all we behold in this production called Planet Earth. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.